Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
God.
Times a week, maybe do half hour shows during the week instead of doing them at night and just scrapping the nighttime shows, and then maybe like Monday, Wednesday, and Friday doing them at noon or something. And so let me know what your thoughts are on that. an idea I'm thinking about, and I don't know. Maybe just splitting it up and making it through the week, go through the week, instead of 1 hour on Monday nights. So, if you have questions, you can go to the chat room, and I'm going to field questions from the chat room. People yell, you're not answering questions in the chat room, and I go to the chat room and give questions, and there's no questions. at work, can't participate in chat. Yeah, so, I don't know. I'm trying to make it a little bit more user-friendly. Listener-friendly, just my warriors, basically, anyway, because everybody else is just haters, and haters don't matter. Haters always hate. That's all they do. So, I'm not worried about haters. They could just have more to hate if I do 3 shows a week at 30 minutes each. So there's a couple of things. You know, I don't know why, because, well, I'm not God. But he's been having me release tidbits of info here and there. And, you know what I mean? It's like giving pearls to the dogs, pearls to swine. Because when you post the truth that's taken you 30 years to learn, and they read it and they go, dumb. That's the reply, dumb. Or they say something stupid. It's just annoying. They even give pearls to dogs. And most of them think that they're their father's people, and they're not. They're not. Now, he's the ultimate judge, but let me tell you something, folks. I love it when people say, we're not Jews. We're not Jewish. Like, there's two different brides going on with the father. Let me get you back to your roots, because you read this all the time, and when you read about the seven churches of Turkey, of Asia, the seven different types of believers and churches that would exist in the last days is what it represents. And he's always admonishing them, go back to your roots. Return to your first love. You've left your roots. What are your roots? What's your first love? You know, the apostles and Yahushua were Jewish. Mary was not Catholic. She was Jewish. John the Baptist was not Baptist. He was Jewish. They were Jewish. So what we have today is churches run amok with some kind of, we're the Gentiles. So we can have our Easters and Christmas and pagan holidays because we do all things with prayer and Thanksgiving. But hey, we're not the Catholics and we're not the Jews, so we're Christians. We're our own branch. We're our own bride. Really? Do you realize how apostate you are? Do you realize how stupid that sounds? If the God of the Old Testament is the same as the God of the New Testament, then the Jews of the Old Testament, the patriarchs there, we're the same people in the New Testament. We're one. We're a one crowd of people, folks. We're not Jews and Gentiles. We're one crowd because the New Testament, if you learned anything about his death and resurrection, is that it was no longer about bloodlines. It was about accepting him as your Messiah, as your Savior, and then doing the things he says to do and commands to do. We became a part of the Jewish community. We did not enter into their house and then decide to set up our own religions and our own gods and idols like you guys do today in churches. Because the Yahushua you teach isn't the Yahushua of the Bible. The apostles and Yahushua were Jewish bloodline and in beliefs. Today, many of us Jewish don't even know it. I'm from all the tribe of David. My line goes back to the King David. Many people in America, your lines go back to a 12 tribe. You don't even know it. You don't realize it. You don't know who you are. So you are Jewish. we're supposed to be celebrating his appointed times and commands, his commandments still in existence today. How hypocritical is it of the churches today to post the Ten Commandments on the church walls or teach them, but they don't keep them? Seventh day is the Sabbath day, not the eighth day. You want to go worship church on Sunday? Fine, but you better be honoring the seventh day as the Sabbath. You get it now? We were to adopt their ways, the Lord's ways, not run off and make a million different denominations to do our own things, to get away from the Jews. We are a part of the Jews. In fact, the closest thing to any kind of truth is probably the Messianic Jews of today. But then you walk into their synagogues and they preach in Paul. And I hate Paul. I'm not a fan of Paul. Everybody knows that. He led the people away from the truth. He led them into apostasy. He said, oh, you can do what you want. Just pray over it and have Thanksgiving. Do what you want. In 1 Corinthians, he exhorts them to keep the appointed times and feasts. And then in all the other books, he runs amok and says it's done away with. The law's dead. It was cursed. Get back to your roots, folks, which is the truth, which is what Yahushua and the apostles thought. You are supposed to be Jewish, and that's in parentheses. I think the closest thing today, if I could put churches together and religions to make the best one out of all of them, so to speak, because they're also apostate, I like the Baptist religion. I grew up Baptist for 30 years, and they teach you the foundations. They really do. His birth, his death, his resurrection, his life. Just too much Paul garbage they introduced. Now, if you take the foundations that are taught, like churches like the Baptist, used to be anyway, and then you got rid of all the paganisms, which is Easter and Christmas and all that garbage, and they started observing the appointed times and feasts, that would be an ideal church to me. Because you got all the foundations covered, and the appointed times and feasts. There isn't anybody out there that I know of that has it all together. Of course, the Baptists would have to move their services to Saturday to truly honor the Father. Because y'all gone amok with your own ways of doing things. So anyway, I'm getting on a tangent today about apostate churches. I get so fed up with all this. Haters want to hate. So you're trying to tell them they're doing something wrong instead of just starting over and doing it right. They want to spit, bark, and scream. Alright, something I want to talk about is posted this. I don't see any questions in the chat room. Just letting you know. You'll be saying, you didn't answer my question. All right. So I posted my second official ministry newsletter today. And if you haven't signed up for my newsletter, you can do so at sherryshriner.com on the left-hand side. There's a place to sign up for my newsletter. And you can see a pop-up box come up to annoy you anyway. So if it doesn't pop up, just sign out of the site. You'll see it pop up and you'll sign out of the site. I sent this out yesterday, and it's about the sun. You know, I gave you guys some morsels on Sabbath day to chew on, because it should be a day to learn things, learn something new. I'm always encouraging my folks, ask the Father to teach you something new today. And so I posted some truths for you to chew on. No telling where he's going to lead you when you ask him that. But this was stuff I learned about the sun a long time ago. And it's not stuff you're going to hear from nauseating, which is NASA. Science is nothing but a lie. Astronomy is a lie. The government just endorses and backs up the lies that are given. Actually, I just wanted to set the record straight on a few things. First of all, in our dimension, the sun is a lake of fire. It's a literal ball, a literal lake of fire that exudes much heat. So anything that gets near, it's going to burn up. And you see it every day. It's the life force of Earth. We couldn't survive without it. If there was no sun, we would have no oxygen. We would all die. The plants would die. People would die because our food wouldn't grow. We couldn't live without the sun. It's our life-sustaining life force. But when you're in space, interestingly enough, you don't see the sun. There's no big sun when you're in space. Space is dark. It's cold. Very cold. It's dead. There's nothing alive, so to speak, in space. Planets don't have atmospheres. They're all destroyed. Now, in the other dimensions, they do. And I've heard that Mars has a breathable atmosphere for humans, which doesn't surprise me because there are human bases on Mars. Someone was asking me, are there bases on the moon? Not that I know of, folks. I don't know of anything that's going on the moon. But I've talked about Mars before because I saw that in the codes 15 years ago was how we had bases on Mars. Babylon had bases on Mars, and they have people held captive on Mars. And that's always irked me. It's always gotten under my skin because, you know, if there's one thing I want to do, it's go get the prisoners free. You know, there's humans being held prisoners on various planets throughout our solar system. People don't realize this. Some of them are friendly planets, meaning you can live, you can survive on them. And what happens a lot of times is that humans are abducted off the Earth and they're taken to off-world sites that our government owns, like Mars bases, and they're used as breeders. They have children. They're never allowed to come back to Earth. When have you ever run into somebody that said, "Hey, I was a child and I grew up on Mars," and you know, you don't hear this stuff. But what happens if they do get freed is they get taken to a friendly planet where they won't be abused anymore, at least. And so anyway, you know, that's one of the things I wait to do is to go to these planets and free these prisoners. That's something the elect will do during the tribulation period when everything's going on down here and 144,000 are sealed and they're going around the world evangelizing, and maybe the elect get to go free the humans that are held captives on all the other planets. I've always believed that. And usually when I think and believe something very strong, it's because the Father is telling me that. So, but some more information on the sun that I revealed is that so the Earth has a direct link to the sun. It's like a huge tunnel from Earth to sun, from Earth to sun. It's a huge link. And if that was ever cut off, everybody on Earth would be destroyed. And it's also the only reason that Earth is the only ones that view the sun. Nobody else in space sees this correlation between our sun and Earth. Space is space. You don't see this. Anything special in space between Earth and the sun. It's like non-existent in space. In the Bible, the sun is called the East Gate. It's known as the East Gate. I've always known it as the East Gate. And then Dana posted scripture about the East Gate, found scripture on the East Gate. I thought that was cool. He's our Bible man. I don't typically get into digging out stuff as much as he does. He likes to get into the old Torah. I was talking about how the East Gate, something to do with the East Gate, and when Yahushua would come back to the earth, his return, so that was cool, because it all correlates. The sun is a hollow planet. Everything in space is a hollow planet, one way or the other. Either it can sustain life or it can. It's just a big dumb rock, but they're all hollow. That's why this flat earth stuff is such stupidity. I won't even waste my breath on it. Stupidity. And let's see. A lot of this New Age garbage coming out about the fifth dimension and how humans on Earth are going to elevate and ascend into the fifth dimension. That's hogwash. The only way you're going to ascend into the fifth dimension is if somebody soul scalps your body and pushes your soul out of it. Because the fifth dimension is the astral realm. It's the astral realm. It's a spiritual dimension, and the fact that it's spirit beings. It's a neutral dimension. There's aliens there, fallen angels, and there's angels there. It's a neutral dimension, but it's a lower dimension for angels. Whereas, as far as fallen angels go, like these New Age Ascended Masters, it's the highest dimension. It's the only dimension they're ever going to be in. They can't ascend. Especially because they're not even heavenly celestial angelic beings. 90% of angels and humans who die and go to heaven, they reside in the sixth dimension. Sixth dimension. That's an angelic dimension. 90%. When you die and go to heaven, you're going to be in the sixth dimension. People in the fifth dimension cannot obtain the sixth dimension. You can only go higher if the Father leads you up. That's why only 90% of angels and humans are in the sixth dimension. Now, fifth dimension beings, they can go into the sixth dimension if they see the light. Say a human gets trapped in the fifth dimension. Their body dies on Earth. They see the light. They can go in the light. And the Father can take them up to the sixth dimension that way. I've seen that happen many times, especially with people I've dealt with that were trapped and stuck in the fifth dimension. A lot of times kids will die and their ghosts just roam the earth. Tell them to go into the light. Because the Father will send them a light. It's almost like that movie Ghost. So send them a light beam. If they go in the light beam, you can bring them up to the sixth dimension. That's what I tell children. I don't tell adults that because adults don't get a free pass. Children will. Adults don't. Now, if an adult sees the light in the fifth dimension, that's different. The Father's giving them permission. He's bringing them up into heaven. Sometimes he allows humans to experience things on the fifth to prove themselves, to test themselves. People say, oh, that's hogwash, because in Hebrews it says to live and die, you're either dead and you're either in heaven or hell instantly. That's not true. Sometimes people get trapped. That's why we have an astral realm. Because it happens. People will get trapped. That's what happens when you're lukewarm and you die and there's really no fanfare for your entrance into heaven because you were lukewarm on earth. And so angels aren't coming to earth to escort you home. So you get the light. And people will see the light and they won't go in it. They'll ignore it. They don't know what it is. They're waiting for angels. So they ignore the light. And then they're trapped in the fifth dimension at that point because they refuse to go in the light. They don't know what it is. So that's why they get trapped. And especially with children. They don't know what it is. They don't know what to do. But it happens, folks. It happens. So, the sun, as I said, this East Gate is a gateway into heaven. It's also why it's one of the most dominant gates of heaven. I saw a video years ago, and I know I saved it, but I ended up losing it when my computer crashed. And it was showing UFOs and these white airplane-type, pod-type things fighting in front of the sun. And NASA actually had this on their website. And I knew immediately when I saw those white pods that those were angelic craft. See, people don't think angels have aircrafts. They think that they just fly, flitter around in wings. And that's not true. They have crafts. They have pods. I call them pods. And they're very white. They're not the silver disc-shaped thing. All that stuff's UFOs. So there's a big fight going on in front of us. That's the East Gate. There's always fights going on there. Because fallen beings aren't allowed to go through the East Gate. They're not even allowed near it. If they come near it, there's a fight. So then, moving on, I want to talk about the second son, twin son. Because I know when you post photos, oh, it's a sun dog, it's a lens flare. Really? It's been there forever, almost since the time Earth was recreated. It's been there that long. Because Enoch describes it, and I think it was chapter 70 of Enoch, where he describes a planet that's being built for the patriarchs of Earth, where they would go when they die. And so there was a planet built for the patriarchs of Earth to go to. The churches call this heaven, because that's where people on Earth go when they die. They go to heaven. So where is heaven? It's this planet behind the sun. It's the second sun, known as the second sun, the twin sun. That was created for humans when they die. Now this planet, this twin sun, the second sun, it's always kind of southeast of the sun. It sets back to the east, or it's lower to the east, depending on how you're looking at it, where you're looking at it in the world. It's always on the east side of the sun. The right side. If you're looking at the sun, it's on the right side of the east. And it travels with the sun across the sky during the day, and at night it sets in the west, because that's where the sun sets. And so it's been there forever. There's this brilliant star in the west. And as our Earth starts tilting and tipping, because we're all out of whack, it looks more like it's more in southwest when it's actually the west. But our axes are tilting and wobbling right now. And it's brilliant light, and it looks like a diamond, and it's sometimes it's golden. You'll see a bronze appearance of it because of all the gold that's on it. That's what I think, because of all the gold. It's heaven. It's a heavenly planet. It's beautiful. I call it Enoch's planet. Because if you came out and you told people, hey, there's heaven, they would really start spitting fire. I don't know what they think heaven is or where it is, but that's... No one thinks of heaven as being a planet. I know I never did as a kid. No one ever told me it was. I wish I had this information, all the information I know now, back when I was a kid. Would have saved me years of research and studying, seeking the Father for truth in all things. Just jump to the gun, just jump to the chase, and tell me everything all at once. He doesn't do that. He leads you. Process. And so every night, people are arguing, oh, that's a planet from the Nibiru system. Oh, it's Venus. It's Venus. Not Venus. Venus was never that low to the Earth. And this one never moves. It's there every night. Venus is on a trajectory path. It's always there every night. It's been there since I first noticed it in 2008. It's been there every day, every year since. It has not moved. It moves as the Earth wobbles differently, because it's sat and the Earth is all out of whack. That's in the west. And when the Lord's people are taken in groups off of the Earth at different times, that's where they'll go. They'll go to heaven, to what I call Enoch's planet, what people call the second sun, the twin sun. That's where they'll go. So there you go. There you know. It's a huge truth bomb for you guys to spit about for the next year, hating me about it. But that's the truth. So another one, Nibiru. Nibiru is not the second sun. They're not even the same planets, the same objects. When Nibiru comes in, and it does exist, I just posted an article, posted on my list, on Planet Rahab, because the Bible, Old Testament, talks about Lucifer's former home planet, Planet Rahab. It talks about, in Ezekiel, it calls it Planet Rahab. So I posted that in my article. People call it Nibiru today. Planet Rahab was his home planet that was blown up and obliterated, and Nibiru was the sun he wanted to use for his heliocentric solar system. So isn't it fitting that the planet, because people don't understand, when Lucifer rebelled in heaven, it was a thousand year war. In heaven time, it was a million years. In our Earth time, 24-hour days, day and night included, because there's no night in heaven, it would be about 1,000 years. There's no time in heaven. But if you tried to fathom it into an earthly time zone, probably about 1,000 years. And during that time, he was trying to recreate his own solar system. And Nibiru was going to be the center piece of it. Because heaven's system was a heliocentric system with the sun in the center and the heavenly planets around it. The planets in our solar system now were former heavenly planets at one time. They were part of angelic civilizations. The angels lived on these planets. They were beautiful heavenly planets. And they were judged and destroyed because of Lucifer's rebellion. Lucifer was trying to recreate his own heliocentric system to mimic the Father's. Nibiru was the centerpiece. And he had 7 other planets he was working on. I don't know if he was going up to 12 or 14 or what number he was working on. But he eventually abandoned it. Because when the Father finally cast him out of heaven, which means not just heaven itself, but the entire solar system, or the heavenly galaxy, I guess you could say. All the planets cast out, Earth, Pluto, Mars, everybody, all of them. And they were destroyed. That's why in Genesis chapter 1 it says he replenished the Earth. You can't replenish something that wasn't plenished one time before. Earth existed before as angelic civilization. That's why when the archaeologists go digging, they start finding stuff. It existed as an angelic civilization once before. Now the stuff they're finding, like the ancient civilization Atlantis, that was a fallen angel civilization. That was one that Lucifer's people were living in and had created after he had already left heaven, rebelled against heaven. They had their own fallen angel civilizations on the planets. That was one of them. Earth had 7 of them. Lemuria is another. It was a total of 7 angelic civilizations. It was formerly known as Shan. And it had 7. I believe they're just so buried. They're buried under 1,000 miles of sand in the desert. You never find them. But people do have stuff from ancient Lemuria and ancient Atlantis. So Nibiru, what happened was all of Lucifer's wives, all of his children, a huge chunk of the angels that had rebelled with him, were all put on Nibiru and cast out of the heavenly solar system. They're on their own trajectory path. They were cast out. Lucifer's judgment was delayed, as were a chunk of those that were with him. Their judgment was forestalled to come later. So what happens is Lucifer takes over the ownership of his god of this world. Paul refers to him as god of this world. Maybe his god, not mine. but God of this world. And what happens is during the tribulation period, Lucifer is going to arise to power in form of worship through the Antichrist. People will worship the Antichrist as God. So what's fitting is that when Lucifer is establishing his little kingdom facade on earth to be worshipped as God, his former planet, Nibiru, is going to break through from behind the sun and destroy Earth. So what kind of justice is that, folks, huh? That's justice to me. His own planet's going to destroy his kingdom on Earth. Because if you look at the book of Revelation, it breaks down all these different judgments coming on the Earth, starting with the sixth seal. Then you have the seven trumpets, the seven vials, the seven hidden thunder judgments. All of those judgments are things that can be brought about by the incoming planet of Nibiru. The sixth seal earthquake could be caused by Nibiru, or it could be caused by the Father himself. It's a huge earthquake, the sixth seal. And then after that comes all the judgments from Nibiru. See, when the Father pronounces judgment, he uses people or things to fulfill his will, his judgments. And he could use a tornado, he can use an earthquake, he can use a huge planet five times the size of Jupiter come close to Earth and wreak havoc and cause a pole flip, earthquakes, volcanoes going off, destroying the atmosphere around Earth so there's no more protective ozone layer. All these things are going to come about. Another thing is that the sign, it's a sign. Nibiru is a sign. You know, Lucifer goes by signs and all the occultists go by signs. They don't go by dates. I mean, yeah, people are into numbers. I know it. I get it. But the ancients go by signs. Now, the sign of Nibiru is that the Antichrist has risen, will arise. That's the sign of Nibiru. When you see Nibiru, that's what they equate that sign as. That Satan is here. He will arise. That's what they're waiting for. That's why the Vatican has the Luciferian telescope. It's called Lucifer in Arizona. They're watching for the incoming presence of Nibiru. Unless you think 2012 was all a lie and a joke and everybody mocks about it. It was actually a real occurrence. It was coming in. But it came into our orgone-saturated air and freaked out. And it literally just backed up and moved back out of our atmosphere. And that's why you'll see photos of Nibiru coming up near the sun, the stuff they still show today. Because it was coming in. And there was a lot of hype and a lot of things about 2012. We thought this is it. It's finally going home and the tribulation starting and hell or high water, it's over. That didn't happen. Everything went into delay cycle. Because Nibiru backed out and ran. It ran to the South Pole. Ran under the earth, so to speak. And what they were doing was trying to develop some kind of a shield so that when they come back, the orgone won't bother it. Now, there's one thing I've learned about their shields, because I learned this about Capricorn. Capricorn 1. Used to be the Ashtar Command, people call it the Galactic Federation. They used to have this huge starship by the sun, probably up by Venus. They like the fake play themselves as gods, and so Venus is their fake sun and their fake heaven. Well, Capricorn 1 was the Ashtar Command's main spaceship. And several years ago, I don't even remember what year it was, I think it was 2009, the Orgone crashed it. I don't know if you remember them making a big deal about, I think they said it was a satellite or something, crashing in the Pacific Ocean. Yeah, like they wouldn't even bother. They made a big fuss out of that in the Pacific Ocean. That's because Capricorn 1 crashed. And so they had to rebuild Capricorn. So they rebuilt it. We have a Capricorn 2. Because this is Sananda's. Allah. This is his spaceship. We crashed the first one. Had to rebuild it. So now they put these shields around it so that the orgone won't burn it. But what happens is the orgone, the spaceship is built of metal. It's like a huge penis. It's like a 3-mile high penis in the sky. It's not like a flat kind of spaceship, like something you'd see in Star Wars or something. It's a huge metal ship in the form of a penis. It's like an obelisk, I guess you could say, a shaft. How retarded these people are. So anyway, when this one hits orgone air, it turned it blue because orgone emits a blue energy. It's an ether energy, and it's a life force energy. It's also known as the Father's breath, the same breath that we survive on, we feed off of on the earth. So Capricorn turned a brilliant, I hate to say it, but it's beautiful. It's a beautiful color blue. It's too beautiful for these fallen scumbags, I guess I could say. But when you see Capricorn in the sky now, it's like a light azure blue. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And that's Sananda's ship. Some people call him Allah. Whatever. I hate him. I can't stand him. And so, when you look up in the sky and you see this blue, it's not really a star. Because it's a metal ship that's about 3 miles high. Maybe it looks like a star from Earth. I've seen it a couple times in the sky. The one time I tried to shoot a beam at my house and blow me up. blew up all my appliances. I had a concussion for a month. The bang was so loud. The father had deflected the beam and it hit my backyard. And it put this like 10 foot, what do you want to call it? Impact? Indentation in my yard. I also took out the neighbor's appliances. They didn't know what was going on. But I sat here at my battle station and I was looking out the window and I seen Capricorn out there in the northwest. And then he just unleashed it. Boom, I saw this plasma beam or whatever you want to call it come straight from that ship right towards me. And I stood up, and I'm looking out this huge window I have in here, and I'm thinking, this is it. And then, boom, the impact was, the whole house shook, and everything was burned out instantly. Lost everything, computers, TVs, everything. Everything but the fridge. it was a sight. So yeah, that's a very real war. For people who wonder the kind of war I'm in with these guys, it's very real. People want to know, how can you talk to them? How can I not if I'm an ambassador from heaven to earth? That means I talk to anybody the Father tells me to talk to. That means I deal with people and things most people don't. Most people can't even imagine. Most people even want to. I deal with this stuff all the time. I deal with their assassination attempts and attacks all the time. It's no joke. Sometimes it's very brutal. I've had more heart attacks than I can count. I was in the hospital for 5 days for a heart attack. I have a stent put in. And since then, I've had about 10 heart attacks. The Father doesn't keep you, but he'll sustain you. He'll keep you from being attacked, but he'll sustain you through them. It's amazing I'm even still alive. I was just fighting with what they call Saint Germain in Sananda 2 weeks ago. Chinese elders. Yeah, that was last week. That's how these New Agers, they always be talking about these Chinese elders, like there's some kind of ancient archons. Oh, let's respect these ancient Chinese elders. Spare me. Spare me the accolades and scumbags, okay? But that's all they are. You know, while everyone's distracted on what's going on between the Obama drama. I'm so tired of the Obama drama. Just tired of it. I wish they would just blow him up. Seriously, Sorcha File put out an article today about, which is naval intelligence. They're about 80-20. Sometimes you just got to chew the grass, spit out the hay. Other times you just spit it out. Other times she puts out some really interesting stuff. The stuff about Obama, the new attorney general who is going to go after Obama for treason. Shouldn't I have done that 8 years ago? Who vetted him as a qualified candidate to run for president? They should be in jail. Who vetted him as a, who was he paying taxes to under what social security number? The IRS should be in jail. I mean, the guy can't even own his own home because he can't produce a valid birth certificate or social security number. So he jumps from rented place to rented place. Friends, give them their homes to live in. He rents, he leases. He can't buy anything. The guy has $1 billion he's stolen from the American people, trillions. But he doesn't have a valid social security number or birth certificate, so he can't really own anything. Hello, all these people that let him scapegoat through should be in jail. They should be in prison. They covered up for him for 8 years. So finally, someone's going to stand up and go after him. I hope it's some kind of truth and not just tickle your ears stuff like we've been hearing about Pizzagate for months now, because so far all it's doing is tickling ears. They haven't arrested anybody. Where's John Podesta? Why is he still roaming free to abuse kids? Have all this evidence of Hillary Clinton and her child trafficking network, and who was she with? Wasn't she with Mitt Romney's wife? And they were running kids from a UN kids center in Florida up to Washington where they were sacrificing and killing them. Yeah, Mitt Romney's wife, she's involved in a child trafficking ring. Yeah, all these people you guys think, are, you put them on pedestals because they say, oh, we're Christians. That's all it takes. And 90% of Christians jump goes to sleep. By your fruits, you know them. And then when people tell you what their fruits are, so they're getting mad, you shoot the whistleblowers. You come after the whistleblowers. Seriously? So the Obama dramas will continue. And while they do, no one's paying attention to Hong Kong, Shanghai, Bank of China, which is HSBC, taking over most of the banks in America. This new global currency that's coming out is all backed on Chinese gold because America has no gold. I told you years ago Fort Knox was empty. I went down to Fort Knox myself. I was knocking out. There's an alien base under there. Ain't no gold at Fort Knox. Alien base under Fort Knox. I went down there and freed the turtles for the Most High. Yeah, there's an ancient race. You guys thought Ninja Turtles was fiction? That's actually real. It's actually very true. And the Father loved this race. And they were being held prisoner under Fort Knox. They were being tested on and treated very cruelly and crossbred. And we went down and freed them, so... There's no gold in America. So now, who has all the gold? China. Who's going to run the currency? China. That's why there's no need for Trump to even have some kind of an alignment with the UN. Because he knows China's going to take over the UN. And he don't want to be aligned with the Chinese. And on our soil, let them go to Kurdistan. They've been building that up as the backup for years. People thought it'd be Belgium, but from what I hear, Lucifer likes Kurdistan. So I don't know, Kurdistan. It's a city in Iraq somewhere. I don't like the Green Zone anymore because we got Oregon going there. They built this huge Vatican in Iraq in the Green Zone. It's like a huge Vatican City type thing. And none of the Ascended Masters like it there because we got ore going out that way. We have ore going everywhere. I will follow you anywhere. To the ends of this earth, I will find a warrior that can get ore going to wherever you're at. I hate them. I can't stand them. If you guys realize the amount of cruelty and evil they actually do. Anyone that harms a child, I just want to put a hand grenade in their mouth and pull the clip. And these beings, that's their everyday source of fun. Harming children. Harming humans. Eating humans. They have diner bases, for God's sakes. Special designer luxury bases where they will go just to have feasts on humans. I closed the one they had, not directly but indirectly. Another girl did it outside of Columbus. They had a luxury diner base. Isn't that special? And you know that the Air Force there in Columbus, they shuttle humans in. It's involved with human and child trafficking. All these Air Force bases should be shut down. They're all just a bunch of scumbags. That's what I think. And Navy SEALs, people always want to put them on a pedestal. I can't stand them either. They're just assassins. That's all they are. By land, by sea, by air. They're assassins. And ask yourself who they're assassinating. Because they've been coming after me for years, and I'm a mom with four kids. Hello? And you want me to think these SEALs are anything special and they're coming after a Midwest woman with four kids? I hate all that stuff. I hate the Air Force. I hate the SEALs. Bunch of scumbags. And the thing about them is a lot of them go, especially the Navy SEALs. I don't know about the Air Force, but the Navy SEALs can go dimensional. When you sense and you see invisible military, that's the SEALs. They can go invisible. And you're thinking, oh, they wear those suits. Yeah, they do have those suits where they can go invisible, but they can also take some kind of pills. They're called 24-hour pills, and they can be invisible from this dimension. And there's just so much stuff and tech that you can't even begin to realize exists. Or you hear motors and engines outside, and you go outside, and you don't see anything. Because they have invisible vehicles. It's crazy. They used them in the Iraq War. You know, they show all these Iraqis walking, the Revolutionary Guard walking through the desert with their hands up surrendering. It's because they couldn't even see who they were fighting. The army completely cloaked, went invisible, was shooting at the Iraqis. They couldn't even see who they were fighting. Oh, that was a fair fight, huh? They set up all these wars just so they can test out the technologies they have. They have no morals. You know, war used to be protect the women and children, leave them alone. And the Satanists got involved. And the Satanists took over the governments and the militaries. And the Satanists loved to see suffering of the innocents, women and children. So it went total opposite. That's why in the Persian Gulf War, when Satanist Sr. was president, and they had all these prisons like Abu Ghraib, whatever the name it is, and and they were raping and beating up women, but they released photos of them just doing that to the men. I didn't even tell you what they were doing to the women. It's because Satanists like suffering. George Bush Sr. was a Satanist. George Bush Jr. was a Satanist. Bill Clinton was a Satanist. Obama was a Satanist. Hello? Are you getting the picture? America's been run by Satanists. So anyway. It feels like we're in a lull, doesn't it? Maybe that's because Sananda and Saint Germain have been locked up. They're in detainment. I could let them loose, or I could let them sit there for longer. But I was talking to this brother the other day. I said, I think they can rot for a while longer. It hurt me any to have them locked up. People think you're crazy? No. No. When you come up against the prophet and ambassador of the Most High Gods and you try to kill him, you better believe that prophet or ambassador has a say in the judgment and the punishment of what happens to them. A say. Not the final say, but a say. Anyway, folks, be back next week. Let me know what you think about breaking the show up during the week, 3 half-hour slots, whatever. I know people are going to scream because I haven't checked the chat room in a while and I'm out of time. All right. I'll be back next week, folks. Join us in the chat room Monday night. Till then, y'all bless.